Welcome back to Inside on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Summer solstice is here, which is a plentiful season to keep you in the know of live music happening in Sacramento and beyond within a reasonable drive. Every other Thursday, we've been bringing you Concert Connect. It is a space where we talk to our very own Cap Radio music experts about new music and where to see them perform. With that said, let's welcome back Cap Radio's Nick Bruner and new look Andrew Garcia. You look like, I feel like you've lost like pounds. You had beautiful hair that's now gone.
There was a small dog's worth of hair that is no longer on my head. And I'm sure the listeners can tell the difference in my voice, you know, and so that's why we had to mention it.
It transcends just, it transcends hair. Got it. Well, thank you for bringing some top picks for some upcoming shows, as always. You know, kind of setting the scene, do you have a theme for your picks today, or are these just some that kind of caught your ear and your eye?
Weirdly enough, both mine have to do with hands, hand habits, and the slaps, both hand gestures. But other than that, it's just good bands that happen to catch my eye that are in the area.
Yeah, as far as me, local acts that I have not seen live, either one of these two acts. So, but yes, I think that might change that very soon.
Exciting stuff. Okay, well, Andrew, let's start with the first of the hands, which is Hand Habits. And they're going to be performing at the Chapel in San Francisco, excuse me. And that's tonight. So
Yes. That
is tonight. So why do you like Hand Habits?
Something that I think is a bit of like a marquee of their music is that it can sometimes be a bit subtle, but with extra listens, there's a lot of layers underneath that subtlety. There's synths, there's multiple guitar tracks, harmonies, layers of percussion. And I think it all stems from Meg Duffy's work as a celebrated session musician in the world of indie music. Their work shows up on records by Weisblood, Perfume Genius. They played slide guitar on the Grammy-winning album by The War on Drugs. All really big indie acts, if you're not familiar. But they are now taking those skills into their own work, and I think it really shines in what they do.
All right, well, let's take a listen to Hand Habits, Aquamarine. I mean, the vulnerability there is pretty palpable.
Yeah, a lot of personal songs throughout the catalog. Hand Habits has been going on since the early 2010s, and more recently has been seeing some traction with a lot of their newer releases. So the show should be really good.
That organ part reminds me of like church bells ringing that she was singing over. It's kind of felt like it was about, you know, 9 o'clock on a Sunday morning.
Yeah, it really puts you in a place, you know, and it starts to... the place starts to populate in your mind, I think, the more you listen. So it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. All right, Nick, you're up next. You have Cyber Bullies. They are performing at Cafe Colonial Friday, July 7th, and they're from Sacramento.
Yes, they are. They're fronted by Matt Leonardo, who has been the frontman for Boats and various other punk rock projects. The track that we are about to hear is audio from a YouTube channel that I strongly recommend people check out. I just found out about this yesterday. It's called Low Fire, like lo-fi, but low fire. This is some punk rock with some really satisfying surf guitar shredding right there in the middle. I think if you like the musicianship of the Dead Kennedys and sort of the snide disdain in the lyrics of Pavement, I think you're going to get a kick out of the Cyber Bullies.
All right, and the song is My Family Comes Second.
My phone is what's first. My family comes second. My phone is what's first. My family comes second. My phone is what's first. My family comes second. My phone is what's first. My family comes second. My phone is what's first. My family comes second. My phone is what's first. My family comes second. My phone is what's first. My family comes second. My phone is what's first. My family comes second. My phone is what's first. My family comes second. Looking at pictures of you.
I definitely get the Dead Kennedys vibe.
You feel it, can't you? I'm imagining Cafe Colonial just shoulder to shoulder, just jumping up and down very, very like lightly, like a couple inches off the ground constantly to that tune.
The foundation of the Cafe Colonial is going to sink like inches
a little bit
into the ground.
A little bit,
from
yes.
The jumping.
Polite moshing, you know, polite moshing.
I like that.
So for those who haven't actually been to Cafe Colonial, set up the scene for us. It's been around forever.
It's fantastic. I haven't gone to a great many shows at Cafe Colonial. I don't know why. But I was there recently to go see Bob Log the Third with this guy, in fact, and my partner. And
so
it was
you guys are actually friends.
We're the only two people on the radio who are friends in real life. So we saw Bob Log the Third, who is there's not enough time to explain him. But it's this like tight little boxy kind of black box of a venue. You walk in and it's like you've walked into sort of like some kind of like saloon in a battleship. And then you walk through the battleship doors into the hull. Sure, we'll call it that. And it's terrific. It doesn't feel claustrophobic, but it's definitely tight and cozy. And I love it. It's a great little punk rock venue, little DIY space, queer friendly, and I just think it's great.
So we're gonna head from Stockton Boulevard in Sacramento up to the city center. So Andrew, you're up next. The Slaps, tell us about them. They're gonna be performing Tuesday, June 27th at the Starlet Room, and that's at Harlow's.
Yes, the Slaps, they are a trio out of Chicago. The band themselves say that their music cannot be placed into a single genre. So instead of trying to give you a genre description, let me go with this. If your dreams weren't particularly fantastical and they were a bit more chill, you were in sort of like a cool cafe where the gravity is about 75%. So not the fool. You're kind of just floating around, sipping on some drinks. Everything is rendered in watercolors, and the music that is playing in this cafe is the Slaps.
All right. Well, let's listen to Hell No. We're just swimming in watercolor in the studio right now.
Pastoral, yes. Mm-hmm.
So we have about 2 minutes left. So, Nick, this is our last one. This is actually, we're moving deep into summer. This is August 6th, and
yes.
We have Igwe Aka performing at Harlow's, Nigerian-born, California-raised.
Yes. As a matter of fact, he moved to Citrus Heights from Nigeria as a child, started making music his freshman year of high school with his cousin. His real name is Anthony Aka, and he goes all over the country. I think he's been to London as well, but also spends a lot of time up in Canada. And his shows are pretty packed out, so August the 6th is not that far away. I'd suggest getting tickets now, especially considering Camilla Covington and Glenn the Sand are on that same show. Fantastic stuff. This track comes from his Super Eagle EP, came out late last year. It's called Onitsuka Tiger.
I feel so misunderstood, you don't even understand. I came from shaving grands, I ain't faking it, shaking hands. I really had lost my mans, really had lost my grams, really had lost my mind, and you had lied and said you cared. California king bed, and my mom and pop share. Still today where I lay my head to get the best cry.
I can see why you gave that heads up for August, because I can totally see that selling out.
There's a vulnerability about that tune that I like a lot as well. We started with some vulnerability with Hand Habits, ending with this, and I just find that sparse beat that he's rapping over is particularly melodic. That's what grabbed my ear. Not all of his music is like this, but there's something really special about that tune. I like it a lot.
Get your tickets now. Nick and Andrew, as always. New Andrew, Andrew New Do.
New and improved.
Yes. That is Cap Radio host Nick Bruner, Andrew Garcia, and they are sharing their concert selections for Insight's Concert Connect. And you can listen to Hey Listen on Cap Radio, Saturdays 3 to 5 p.m. and again from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. That is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to join the conversation, shoot us an email, insight@capradio.org. I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a fantastic weekend. We'll catch you back here on Monday.
I feel so misunderstood, you don't even understand. I came from shaving grams, I ain't faking it, shaking hands. I feel so misunderstood, you don't even understand. I came from shaving grams, I ain't faking it, shaking hands. I had to really lose my mans, and really lost my grams, and really lost my mind. You had lied and said you care, California came back.